in such a way that you have made them fainted. My mercy cannot be comprehended. It is so great that it cannot be comprehended. In fact, every attribute of Allah cannot be comprehended. It is bila, you know, nihaya bila intiha. It is something that has no ending. Every attribute of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness has no intiha. It has no comprehension. It is forever and forever. Let me conclude with one in Tarjumanu Sunnah. Hazrat Mawlana Zafar Ahmad Usmani Rahmatullah Ali has made mention of this incident that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, you know, it is said about Qarun. Qarun got someone to falsely accuse Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam of adultery and immorality with a woman. He even got the woman to come and stand in front of the public to say, Aliyadu billah, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam committed this with me. So Musa alayhi salam was Jalal. We know Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was inclined towards Jalal, inclined towards expressing his anger for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made dua. You know, eventually got the woman to acknowledge that this was, Qarun told me to do such and such a thing, to falsely accuse you in front of people. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made dua to Allah. Oh Allah, destroy Firaun, make the earth swallow him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the earth to swallow Qarun. Qarun was swallowed by bits, up to his ankle, then to his knees, then to his chest. And all the while he was pleading with Musa, Oh Musa, forgive me. Oh Musa, forgive me. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, Oh Allah, destroy him more. He has caused corruption. And this was, of course, the characteristic, which is a normal characteristic of many pious people. We can't object to it. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made dua, Oh Allah, destroy him because of what he had done. And the corruption that he has done on this earth, he has corrupted so many people, misled so much people. So eventually, Qarun was completely destroyed and swallowed with his earth, with his wealth, swallowed up by the earth. And afterwards, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Musa, Oh Musa, he pleaded with you. You did not listen to him. If he had pleaded once with me, I would have forgiven him. If he had pleaded once with me, I would have forgiven him. So brothers, this is the maghfirat and the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the month of Ramadan, it is the time for us to avail ourselves with the maghfirat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keeping in mind the various aspects that we have made mention. Don't only look at the aspects of Allah's mercy, also keep in mind what we have said, that Allah ta'ala, while he has forgiveness, Allah ta'ala also can extract retribution. We had also made mention that do not regard forgiveness as a means of complacency to do evil. But at the end of the day, we are weak and we hope and we have expectation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the proper conditions of asking Allah ta'ala for forgiveness. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all our shortcomings that we have done, whether it be done in broad daylight, whether it be in the darkness of the night, whether it be done deliberately or otherwise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower us with his forgiveness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the end of Ramadan, let us emerge from this Mubarak and blessed month with the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that we can start afresh. And may inshallah Allah ta'ala grant us tawbatan qabla al-maut. Allah grant us tawbah before our death inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.